Welcome to it. It is Monday, December the 16th. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And three big things you need to know right now. Here they are. Number three, how about a few $100 million for Christmas this year? It could happen for someone. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow after no one brought home the prize on Friday the 13th. That's right. $350 million. Number two, in the glaring spotlight of Sunday morning TV, disgraced former FBI Director James Comey and soon to be the former chair of the House Intel Committee, the disgraceful Adam Schiff, are both incapable of admitting when they are wrong, very wrong. Of course, that would require acting like an adult, not a petulant child. Number one, Alyssa Slotkin among the Democrats that are worried about what to do. Far-left Democrats pushing hard on impeachment, but many like Slotkin here in Michigan's 8th Congressional District caught in the middle of a fight and the wrong vote, which means voting for it could almost certainly end her political career and others. Jeff Van Wert. Jeff Van Wert, the Democrat from New Jersey who has opposed impeachment and the inquiry from the onset, has now said he's done with the Democrat Party. Freshman Democrat that he is. Resigned Sunday. Some of his staff resigned Sunday because he is ready to jump to the Republican Party. Sadly, Congressman Van Drew's decision to join the ranks of the Republican Party led by Donald Trump does not align with the values we brought to this job when we joined his office. Five Washington-based staffers wrote in a letter obtained by the Washington Post, and so what? We don't like it around here. That's fine. So there's one vote for the Republicans. There's one. Well, you know, when you look to 2020, well, you just picked up one seat. You're plus the Republicans are plus one heading into 2020. There's one. The Democrats actually want Justin Amash to be in charge of what's going on. Can you imagine? Yeah, they want Justin Amash in charge of the prosecution, if you will, in the Senate when it gets there. We're expecting the impeachment formal vote will happen Wednesday. And then later Wednesday, the president will be in Battle Creek for a Christmas rally in Battle Creek here in Michigan. So that'll be a big day in politics, to say the least. Today, I'm focused on Alyssa Slotkin holding her town hall type event. It's happening at Oakland University, right? It's happening at Oakland University. It's the Community Conversation, she's calling it, held at the Oakland Center, Oakland University, Meadowbrook Road, Rochester, Michigan. Doors open at 10:30. The event begins at 11. And for Michigan Trump Republicans, they also are going to be in attendance. They're having an event right there, according to Michonne Maddock. By the way, she's going to join me here in the program momentarily. And yes, we've been asking Alyssa Slotkin to join us here. She was on Fox News Friday. I guess that's important enough, but talking to you directly today, not. At any rate, the Michigan Trump Republicans holding an event there, too. Trump supporters fed up with the impeachment process. The do-nothing Democrats need to be reminded by Michigan voters that President Trump was doing a great job, said Michonne Maddock, co-founder of Michigan Trump Republicans. Trump won the district by over 7 points in 2016. Now Slotkin appears to listen to Nancy Pelosi more than the voters of the 8th Congressional District. So there will be this Slotkin event, and then there will be this pro-Trump event simultaneously, and I suspect a lot of folks will be crossing over. The Trump event begins at 10 in the morning. Anyone attending the rally encouraged to wear MAGA gear, bring American flags, signs, in good taste, it says, and bring your voice. So I expect a huge turnout here for Slotkin and this event. And a whole lot of folks that are going to be anti-impeachment are going to be at this event. Trust me on that. And as you look at the comments over the weekend on Sunday morning television and elsewhere, Democrats a bit confused. I want to go to bite number two with Seth Moulton. He's a Democrat. He's a Democrat who simply says, if you don't support impeachment, it's because you're not smart enough. Frankly, you're just not smart. If you don't support impeachment of Donald Trump right now, it's because you're dumb. It's because you're dumb. And that's more of you're deplorable and you're stupid. All right? You're deplorable and you're stupid. Here's Seth Moulton, bite number two. Go.
If the message is so clear and if what is at stake is so clear, Why is it that, at least in some parts of the country, it doesn't seem to be getting through as clearly as you would like? There is this poll from Wisconsin, from Marquette University. Should President Trump be impeached and removed from office? Yes, 40%. No, 52%. And that number hasn't changed. That's been a static number in Wisconsin. If it's clear to you, why isn't it as clear to everybody?
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, we obviously live in very polarized times. It's tribal times when people are just, you know, getting in their camps and holding firm. And a lot of people don't listen to rational arguments and to reason.
All right. So here's the, you're not rational. You're not listening to reason. You're just dumb. And to answer a call from one of our callers here that's saying Slotkin is a concerned yes, according to Fox News. Not according to her interview Friday. She said she would make her decision by end of business today, Monday. She wouldn't say on Fox News on Friday whether or not she was going to support the impeachment. She supported the inquiry. So keep your facts. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you out, to keep your powder dry. But she did an interview on Fox News Friday, said she would make a decision by end of business today. If she's already made a decision, there would be no purpose, which, you know, and you can speculate as to whether she has or not. I believe she probably has. I believe she's probably going to vote for impeachment. I believe that could lead to a very short political career for her. It's going to be awfully difficult to overcome voting for impeachment in a district that's R+4, that Trump won by 7 and could win by 10. It's going to be hard enough to win in that district where she stands now. If you missed it last hour, brand new and hot off the press breaking news right now, the Real Clear Politics average for the first time, do not impeach. No impeachment, no removal is taking the lead. In fact, it's polling at its highest numbers since the question was first asked back on October the 1st. Since the question was first asked on October the 1st, this is the highest it has been. And so for the first time, those rejecting impeachment on the Real Clear Politics average are ahead of those that support it. And it's because of two brand new polls that have come out. USA Today, rejection of impeachment at 5 points. A brand new NPR PBS Marist poll, rejecting impeachment by 3 points. Both with, well, the USA Today poll reaching 50% rejecting it. 50% rejection from that polling. This is tough news for those supporting impeachment. It's tough news. When it comes to independence, support for impeachment in the mid-30s in most polling. Quinnipiac has independents rejecting it by 8 points. So, yeah, believe what you want. But I can assure you that in swing states, in swing districts, in contested areas, impeachment is a terrible political idea. Just that simple. All right, here's a great idea. Get involved today so you can get yourself a Wolverine water system and a free water test. If you do that right now, you'll also get signed up for Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. It's worth $7,500. Includes a Blue Line 4-in-1 water treatment system, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system, and a Clean Air Station air purification station. Go to stevegruber.com right now and get signed up. $7,500 worth of prize.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.